hope now. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome into the studio Matthew Brown, the Baldwin County Planning and Zoning Director. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Lori. It's great to be here.
Welcome back. The fourth Thursday of the month on Community Contact is reserved for Baldwin County, whether it be a commissioner or perhaps Joey, the engineer, and you with planning and zoning, which is important because right now y'all are doing the long-range land use plan, like the city of Daphne calls it. The city of Fairhope is the comprehensive plan. Envision Daphne, the city of Daphne has a meeting tonight at 7. Tell us about the long-range land use plan for the county.
Sure, and you actually started off with a great introduction there because they're called by many different names,
right?
And sometimes that can get confusing. So sometimes you'll hear them referred to as a master plan, a comprehensive plan, long-range plan. And really what we like to emphasize to the citizens is that in Baldwin County, the way that our local statute that and allows zoning to take place through the citizen-led process, it requires the county to create and then update what's essentially this guide. It's not mandatory. It applies just to the zoned areas, but it's a guide that says, okay, long term, where do we see the growth taking place in the county? Where are the best areas for growth to take place in the county? And how can we try to have some say or some way of shaping the way we want this county to look 20 years from now? And it's a very intensive process with the citizens to make sure we're getting that feedback from the citizens to understand what they see for the future of this county.
But it is specifically for zoned areas only. And then you've got zoning plans to come up with for the recently established District 8 and District 37. So how does that work when you can't control the unzoned areas, only the zoned areas?
That's a great question. So even though the plan is only for the zoned areas, we still try to look at the county as a whole, and we gather input from the county as a whole because we understand that some citizens are going to want zoning, and they may go through this referendum process to bring zoning in. So we want to make sure that the plan contemplates some of these potentially future zoned areas if that does come to pass.
Okay, all right. And do we have? I know we had a couple of meetings earlier this month. Are there more planned?
Absolutely. So what took place last week and the weeks prior were some of our first live community engagement meetings. We've done a number of really targeted stakeholder and orientation meetings for the consultant to really understand our area and the needs of our area. But these meetings that took place, we had one in Foley, one in Fairhope, one in Robertsdale, and one up in Bay Minette, and was to really start getting some live interaction from the citizens. And one of the really neat things that our consultant did was a live polling, and we also had written copies or paper copies as well for folks who wanted to do that. But to see people's kind of comments or opinions getting aggregated live on screen was really fascinating and really helped us start kind of see what is the community sense about where things are going right now in the county and where they should be going in terms of growth.
And what kind of feedback did you get?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that I'm not going to say it continues to surprise me, but just to continue to see the consistency here, whether we're having a meeting in a more urban area or a rural area, is that everybody feels that we should be trying to preserve our rural areas, that there's this concern that that the rural feel of Baldwin County is being degraded, and that we need to say, what tools do we have and how can we deploy them in a way that will at least help preserve this sense of a beautiful rural county that we have here. And so that's what's great about these meetings. It, you know, sometimes you can't tell, are we just hearing a pocket here, or is this a really strong trend across the county as a whole? And that's one of those things that we saw as a really strong trend from the citizens all the way across the board.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and speaking of the citizens, you had two recent referendums completely citizen-driven trying to prevent just that. They're paving paradise to put up a parking lot, or in our case, they're replacing rural farmland with apartments and condos. So districts 8 and 37 had referendums in February, and they voted to zone
That's right. And that was on February 15th. And it was really a great snapshot of how zoning works in the county, because we actually had three referendums that day. We had one that was in the south of Fairhope, District 8, that passed by a very small margin. So the citizens were kind of a little bit closer on that one. District 37, which is to the north and east of Fairhope, passed by a huge landslide margin, which shows that this is something the citizens really wanted in that area. And then we had the Seminole vote as well. Some citizens had requested it there and gone through the process and collected the signatures, and then the referendum was scheduled. It's all carried out by state law. But in Seminole, it was a landslide defeat. And that's what's beautiful about the process. The citizens get to decide, is zoning right for them in their area?
Now, there's another zone, and I apologize, I forget the number, right here, Twin Beach Road area and Fairhope, that there's been some controversy. Can you refresh my memory on that?
Sure. That's District 19. That came into being in early 2021. And it has gone through the full process, advisory committee and everything like that. And the zoning is now in place, and it's been going well for the past year.
Wasn't there a lawsuit or some objection?
There are some pending lawsuits related to that that district.
Okay. At which, of course, you can't speak about.
That's right.
And let's get back to District 8 and 37. I saw recently and shared the information. You've selected the Citizen Advisory Committee, comprised of most people that were the backbone of those referendums. What happens now?
Sure. So because this is a citizen-led process, the commission, we accepted interest forms for anybody who wanted to serve on these committees. And there are about two on each committee who were very involved, but the other three are just folks who are maybe business owners, farmers from those districts.
Okay.
We're going to start meeting on April 7th. That's a Thursday. And we're going to meet every Thursday for six Thursdays. District 37, those meetings are going to be from 8:30 to 10 a.m. That's going to be at the Fairhope Satellite Courthouse right there on Fairhope Avenue, the county satellite courthouse, upstairs conference room. And any citizens can come, but we're going to start by talking about how zoning works, the process, how it's enforced. And then probably on week three, we'll start drawing the map. We'll start talking about what the ordinance is going to look like for their specific districts and getting that feedback from those citizens about how they want that zoning ordinance to be in their area.
Is there a template or a set parameter that you start with, or how does that work?
So technically, every district is creating their own zoning ordinance, but from a very practical perspective, we start with the county ordinance, and then every district has local provisions, which is their way of tweaking the county ordinance to match the preferences they have
in
their
district. What's the county ordinance?
So if you go to our website, on the left menu bar, you have the zoning ordinances and the full zoning ordinances in there.
I'm clicking on that now, and I encourage everyone else to do the same. Okay. So they have to decide things like how many feet are set back from the sides and back of property, and can a business be in a home? I mean, everything.
That's right. And the good news is, and I use this illustration, it's kind of like the set menu at a pizza restaurant. You know, you have the set menu, and they'll make you swap out some, they'll let you swap out some toppings. But at the end of the day, the county commission will be the final body that adopts this zoning ordinance. So there's going to be some general policy understanding that you have this general menu, and each district can swap out some toppings, but you know, no one's going to be supportive of someone saying, no, we're going to stop all growth from taking place, or we're going to allow a zoning map that allows apartments to go everywhere. You know, so there's something in place to allow it from going to one extreme or the other.
Okay. Speaking of apartments or condos, this was all really spawned by the big development that was proposed for Lawrence Road. What has happened with that? Are they still planning on developing? And this, the vote to create this zoning district or planning district didn't change that, because it was already in place, right?
That's right. And in this particular case, that apartment complex is going before the Fairhope Planning Commission. It's in their subdivision regulation jurisdiction out in the county. But the county still has a separate application that it will review. And currently it's been tabled, I believe, for a couple months with Fairhope while they work out some issues.
Okay. All right. There was a special meeting called for Tuesday afternoon this week, concerning Little Point Clear. My notification said this special meeting is to discuss possible violation and revocation of conditional use of Niemeyer property, also known as Little Point Clear, on Scenic 98. And there was even some Facebook action of Save Little Point Clear. How can you tell us what happened with that?
Sure. And that's a pretty complicated issue, so I'm going to back up a little bit and explain why it was even coming before our planning commission. So when you go through the zoning process, and I'll use the example of a residential district, a residential district is generally going to have residences, but there are some things that are kind of on the borderline that you could see maybe being in a residential district, but might be more appropriate in a lower level commercial district, but could be allowed with special rules. And these are called conditional uses in the planning and zoning. And so these are these uses that kind of exist on the line between two zones. And we'll say, yeah, we'll allow them to take place here with special parameters. So that's what Little Point Clear is. It's a conditional use, meaning that normally it's not allowed in that district, but it got some extra special approvals because it's a more intense type use to continue to occur in that specific zoning. Well, that means that it has parameters on its approval. You know, every time they want to expand or change things, they have to come back and get approval because they're living in that gray area between what is and is not allowed in that specific zoning district. In this particular case, we'd received some complaints. It's been a contentious project for years, but some newer complaints regarding just them not being able to maintain their parking, and some other issues with them adding decks that they were
really
supposed to remove.
They really don't have any parking.
And that's right. And so this was evaluating all those issues, bringing it back before the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission has the power to revoke a conditional use, again, because it's on that border area.
Okay. So that area in particular on Scenic 98, the Battles Wharf convenience stores right there nearby. So that is a zoned area.
That's correct. That's part of Planning District 26, one
okay.
of the first districts
okay.
zoned.
Okay.
And I would say, you know, even though the Planning Commission has the power to revoke a conditional use, nobody in the Planning and Zoning Department and on the Planning Commission or with the county wants to try to shut down businesses. There's no question when you pass this establishment that it's beautiful. I visited the site as part of this process. They've done a phenomenal job in just in terms of what they've created there. But it's been super successful, and it's almost in some ways bursting at the seams in terms of the capacity of that little property. So just trying to find a solution that it doesn't become a nuisance for that neighborhood and the adjacent property owners.
Okay. Was there a resolution at the meeting?
So essentially the resolution was to table this until what I believe is the May 5th Planning Commission meeting. And in the meantime, for us to work with Little Point Clear and really ask them to come up with a proposed solution to the seven issues that were raised at the meeting.
Okay. All right. We're speaking with Matthew Brown, the Baldwin County Planning and Zoning Director, here at WABF. It is 836 and 56 degrees. What else would you like to mention that I haven't thought to bring up?
Well, you know, I think one thing that we're seeing come up more and more is that folks desire some type of ability to have input on growth. And the way to do that is through zoning, but we also understand that there's this real appreciation in the county, and I get this 100%, to be unzoned and not be tied down with some of those
mm-hmm.
rules. So while we're not there yet, I think something we see moving forward that's come out of these recent long-range plan meetings is that there is a desire to find some type of trimmed down version of zoning, something that's maybe not quite as expansive for what might be needed in these more urban areas, but a trimmed down version of zoning for the rural areas that, you know, maybe doesn't get involved when they're just when someone's putting up a shed or something like that, but starts to get more involved when more intense commercial uses and things like that are being proposed in an area. And that's going to take a little bit of time to develop, but I think that that's a direction we need to go. And again, to be clear, that would be an option. So it's not something that would automatically be put onto rural areas, but something so if they wanted zoning, they would have this option number two, which is a lighter version of zoning to pursue as citizens for their area.
Okay. All right. You had a survey at one time concerning this long-range land use plan. Is that still available? I'm looking while we're talking.
So the survey itself has closed. We actually have a new survey that's going to be published soon that's kind of an update from what we learned from that survey and these meetings, and then to go forward from there. And the results from the old survey were published as part of these recent meetings and will all be placed online here in the next couple days.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you so much. Anything else that you want to mention?
You know, I just I walked outside this morning, saw our roses starting to bud on our rose bush, and I thought, you know, what a beautiful, awesome place we live. And everybody else thinks so, too. They're coming into the area, and so we just all got to work together to make it work.
Thank you for that positivity. Matthew Brown, the Baldwin County Planning and Zoning Director. I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Lori.
It is now 8:38. We're going to check in with Kenny in Coastal Traffic. And if you missed part of this interview or you want to tell a friend, we'll have it posted later at WABF1480.com.
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, Mobile Police reporting a new accident eastbound I-10 between Rangeline Road and I-65.